Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
He's pop star ripoff, single after single, while you watch me strip off. All the DJs thank me when I come round and stop off. My records just come out, God, I hope that you bought one. You can't have rock, no, without the rock star. Modern or not, no, it won't get you that far. The people, they forget that I play the guitar. I'm a rock, pop, dance, flop, whatever the fuck, star. Every song, triple threat. And if I had to bet, well, I'll mix these vocals to go from right to left. Oh, don't get me started on how I party. When I put this suit on, oh, everybody's watching. It's a discotheque, show some respect. Oh, clear the dance floor, cause it's my go next. Well, I'm your favorite 80s pop star ripoff. Well, single after single, while you watch me strip off. All the DJs thank me when I come round and stop off. My record's just come out, God, I hope that you buy one.
Good evening, Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM. Welcome to the back room. 6 till 7 every Thursday night. The best in indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk music around. Kicking off there is Tom H. Smith. Am I Gonna Be a Rock Star? Great track to kick off the show tonight. All the exciting show. As always, loads of great new music. And also going to be chatting to Danny from Embrace, lead singer Embrace. Very exciting about his spoken word tour and 30 years of Embrace book.
You say you're scared to leave me, but it hurts too much to stay. And something in your words gives you away. When I say this song's about you, and you tell me it's a phase, and we will never change. And no, I'm never gonna leave you, and you'll never be alone. 'Cause we're on the road to nowhere, but at least we're going home. And I don't know which direction, but I know that I belong on the road that's going nowhere. If you say you'll come along, whoa, 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 whoa.
If we're created equal, why don't you feel the same?
And that is Road to Nowhere. You're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the back room. I'm going to be chatting to Danny. Caught up with him about the spoken word tour. Very exciting. And talking about 30 years of Embrace. The new book, Good Good People, Volume 1. We've got music news, local national gig guide, new album releases all coming up. This is The Big Moon. New from them. This is called Fun.
I can smell the sunscreen on your face, close enough to change the marks it made, close enough to change how I see you.
On holiday,
it's have to be so brave. Don't need to swim against the tide. Come with me.
Best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
New music on the back room. Future sounds.
Bye.
new from Beeby Doobie, and that is called Memories. Okay, you listen to the Backroom, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. How you doing tonight? The rain has come. It seems to have poured down this afternoon. Probably needed it, but quite a lot. Okay, let's talk about my special guest, caught up with about the new book. Night Shootout Avalanche came out in June. They brought a book out, Good Good People, The Story of Embrace, Volume 1. Richard from Embrace was on the show in June to talk about album. And now lucky to get Danny on to talk about the Spoken Word Tour. That it's going to be taken around the country this year and next year and talking about the book. Danny from Embrace. Absolute pleasure to welcome Danny, frontman
of Embrace to the show, Sheffield Live. How are you doing, Danny, today? How's it going?
Very good, very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, I'm good. This is so exciting because it's like 30 years of the band, and I feel like I've been there with you for 30 years. So it's quite a nice feeling, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And you
it doesn't
know,
feel like 30 years, though, does it? It's really weird that it's been that long. You know, like most bands don't last even 5 years. So to have been together for like 3 decades is like, you know,
3 decades. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Really, and I think, and you're still in one piece, so that's good.
Yeah, still here. Still got all my own hair and teeth.
Yeah. It's some good locks. The locks are still there.
Yeah.
The 30th anniversary. Obviously, you had your ninth studio album out last month. Avalanche back in June, and been playing a few gigs. Halifax Peace Hall, of course. That's where you're, you know, hometowny. Yeah. Part of the world is, but that's another bit. Well, we can talk a little bit about. But actually, well, let's think about the book, because actually, 30th anniversary. You've written a book. You've pulled a book together with I think the kind of history of Embrace. It's called Good People: Story of Embrace.
Volume one.
I was going to say volume one is just the start. So maybe missed out or of this one, which we're going to other ones. How did you guys? Where was your idea from? How did you guys come up with this idea and going, do you know what? Like, we're going to put it all together and put a book.
Well, we got asked if we wanted to do. We've been together for 30 years. Many times we've been asked if we wanted to do a book. We got asked after Goodwill Out, we got asked after Out of Nothing, and we've always said no, because we're very much about looking at the next, about looking forward and not looking back.
Yeah.
But now it's like 30 years and they asked again and we're like, oh, come on then, let's do it. And actually, like, it ended up being a lot of fun. It is the first ever book that we've ever done, which is really unusual. Most bands at our level will have done like at least two or three by now. We've never done one, and we just got them together, five of us. We did a series of interviews, and what we discovered is that between us, we've got one good memory between the five of us. So if you ask, it's sort of like George Martin with his Game of Thrones. Like, everybody's got a different angle on each of these events.
Different perception of what
happened. So you definitely see that in the book. Like your mic remembers something completely differently from how I remember it. And you get that sort of patchwork of the truth, which is, I think, really interesting.
Yeah, and you must have kind of collected things over the years.
About
memorabilia, and because bands do that, don't they? And then it goes in a suitcase and it goes in an attic and they can't remember what's in there.
We got all that out and we've got it all photographed, and a lot of it is in the book. And also Mike, our drummer, when we started out, this is before everybody had a phone in their camera, you know. A camera in their phone, rather.
Yeah, sure.
But he used to have a digital camera that used to take everywhere he went. And so thanks to Mike, our drummer, there was a lot of pictures to choose from. And he's taken so many. And also he then went back through his old pictures of when he was a kid and got these really embarrassing ones out and showed them to us. And we're all like, all right, we're all going to have to do this now. If he's going to do it, we're all going to do it. So we sort of had an embarrassment off of the cheesiest old photos from the 70s and 80s that we could find, you know. And there's some really, like, funny ones in there. So I think if you're a fan of Embrace, then you will absolutely love it. And if you know someone as a fan and it's their birthday or Christmas coming up, I think it'd be an ideal present for them.
No, it'd be amazing. It must have been such a laugh, actually, trying to pull all that stuff out. You must have all been kind of, who's got the funniest picture, picture, but also
funny pictures and also really funny stories as well. There's a lot's happened to us in those 30 years. You know, it's been amazing.
And I think that's it, isn't it? I think when we bring a photograph tells a story, and then we get that photograph, go, okay, now I connect maybe what was kind of happening at that time. I mean, the rise of Embrace, I mean, I remember kind of like, you know, one of the fastest selling debuts of all time, yeah. You know, at that yeah. time. And what was it like for you guys, going back, what were your memories of that? Like, you know, obviously you'd been, you know, making music before that, to then form kind of Embrace. And I know one story I love is that you, wasn't it a hardcore punk band called Embrace yes. in America? Yeah. You yeah. had it, Ian McKay, yeah. And yeah. he was like, you can have it.
Yeah, you can use the name, yeah. Yeah, we wrote to him. My brother Rick really used to like Fugazi. And yeah. They had this side project called Embrace, and we really liked the name, so we just wrote to him and said, can we use it? And he wrote, and this is before all our emails and social media and stuff. It was literally a postcard that we sent to him in America. And he wrote back from America.
Amazing.
He got his postcard with him saying, I think the actual wording was like, can't understand why you would want to invite the confusion, because I've got an ongoing project called Embrace, but you will certainly never find any trouble with me. Good luck. And so we were like, right, great. So we took that as permission to use the name. And yeah. then when the band went to number one and we were starting to look at the other side of the Atlantic and start to get radio play in America, yeah. His record label wrote to us pretty much like a cease and desist. You know, like, we have an artist called Embrace. You can't use his name. It's trademarked, blah, 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 blah. And we wrote back and we said, well, we asked Ian McKay if we could use the name, and he said, yeah. And so these, you know, big shot lawyers or record company people or whoever they were went, hang on, mate, we'll come back to you. And a couple of days later, they went, actually, yeah, you're all right, carry on as you are. Which is just like, I never tire of telling that story, because it just says so much about them as people, not just Ian McKay, but his record company, the lawyers, everyone. Anybody at any stage could have just said, no, you know, it's not in our interests.
And most bands do, don't they? To be
yeah, fair. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, sure, you always hear about it, don't you?
Oh, if there's a song that, oh, that look sounds like my song. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you hear about, like, Suede had to call himself Suede UK and all sorts of stuff like that. And they could have easily done that, and they didn't. And I think that says a lot about them, you know. Lovely people.
And it says a lot about you guys, thinking, do you know what? We ain't changing the name. We
could have easily done
something different.
I mean, I do love Fugazi. In on the Killtaker is like, you know, it's one of those good albums when you're in the tour bus late at night. But, you know, we are so different. You would never confuse the two, you know.
No.
If you were listening to the other Embrace, you would definitely know it wasn't us, and vice versa, you know.
No, good. And they obviously didn't invite a kind of like a tour together or anything, because that would have been Embrace US, Embrace UK. You might have sounded, might have slightly different sounds, I would think.
Yeah, very, very different. Yeah, definitely.
Well, I mean, do you feel like writing the book was kind of a bit cathartic? Was there something about actually like just processing this kind of journey as a band?
It was just wonderful to do. Like, it brought up so many memories. A lot of them are really fond memories. And I mean, that's one of the great things about being together for so long. And we are the same five people that we have been since the beginning. And that's really rare for a band at our level. You know, there's almost no other bands. You know, there's only like a handful of bands that have ever done that.
Yes.
So, you know, it is amazing. And you know, and like this year, Avalanche is our biggest selling album that we've had for like over 20 years. And to still, you know, we're selling out like all the venues again. You know, there's like a real renaissance. Like, most of the tour in November has already sold out. And
yeah.
So, you know, it's just amazing to, after 30 years, to still be a force in music. You know, it's...
Absolutely.
It never gets old, you know. I just can't, you know, pinch myself. It's the best job in the world, you know.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, you know, so many albums, like 9 albums over that time. And, you know, it's not about just the kind of streaming stuff, but actually, you know, albums that people going out physically buying and yeah. You know, they love you guys. But I mean, I've watched you many times, Danny, on stage and as a band, and but you bring the love. I mean, you are a band that bring it to the fans, I think. And I think there is a genuine fan base love for you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
You can see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we bring it, but the fans really bring it, you know? I mean, and that's one of the things about this spoken word tour that I'm going on in September, October, is there might only be like 50 or 100 people there at those, but they are like, you know, and when we do a normal gig, there's maybe 1,000 or 2,000.
Yeah, sure.
But when I do the spoken word, those people are like 1 in 20. They're our craziest top 5% of fans, you know?
Mm.
So the love that you're talking about that there is at an Britain gig is almost 20 times more at one of these spoken word gigs. It's just it's almost like a cult thing or an evangelical. Like, it's really, it's such a life-affirming thing for me to do, you know, like these people who've loved the band for 30 years and just want to meet me and have a chat and stuff. It's incredibly life-affirming.
And it's lovely, isn't it? Because it's the like intimate settings. And actually, you know, you're going to be sitting down, you're going to be talking about the memories of those, of these. Yeah. Of these 30
I'm
years.
I'm going to be talking
well.
About the stuff that's in the book, but then also the stories that are too near the knuckle for the book, you know. So there's
okay, so there's stuff for these spoken words
that
isn't in the book, right?
Oh, yeah.
And is that potentially the volume 2?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
the bits that couldn't make it, the sense
the volume, of the volumes are done in sort of chronological order, so the first book is from when we were kids all the way up until getting dropped by a hut after the third album. Yeah. And the second book is going to pick it up on Out of Nothing and go on, and then the third book will be after that. So they're in chronological order. And a lot of the sort of craziest stories happened more recently, so they're not in the book for that reason, but they probably will end up in volume 2 or volume 3.
Oh. What are the? I mean, there's obviously lots of memories, and we're not doing too much spoiler.
But it's like we were in a shootout in Detroit once, and I suffered a near carjacking experience.
Wow. Okay.
I've had a near death experience. I've been naked in a hut next to the Hell's Angels. Lost. There's the Angelina Jolie spaceship, Chris Martin story. You know, there's just so many different stories. I never run out. Like someone once said to me, because generally I talk for a couple of hours every night, and someone said to me, "Don't you ever run out of things to say?" I was like, I could talk for a couple of weeks and not run out of stories, you know. And the best bit is the second half. I get to answer people's questions because then all sorts of random stuff comes out. I'm going to be, I haven't decided what yet, but I think I'm going to give a prize to the best question on the tour because the questions really fuel the fire, you know. Like, I got asked at one of them, like, what my favorite ever Christmas present is, and it's actually a leaf blower. I don't know if you've ever done it, but like, I've got OCD, so like, I quite often will watch these videos of like people clearing gardens out with trimmers and leaf blowers and stuff. So just to have your own and be able to do that to your own garden is so satisfying. I mean, it's probably not the thing that you would think like Danny from Embrace would have as his favorite ever.
I know.
But that came up, and that was odd. It just was really odd, and people found that really funny. But
that is funny. And the thing is, if somebody went to every single night of the tour, they're going to experience something different every time.
Oh, yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah.
And
I've got some things that I have to talk about every night. Yeah. I get asked about, you know, the Chris Martin story. I get asked pretty much every night. But that 80% of it is new every night. Yeah.
And you've got a load of stuff going with it. Like, you've got two different editions. You've got Lux Edition, a Super Lux, I think coloured vinyl. You've got some exclusive live tracks on there. And so you've got bits and pieces going with some of the books. And there's only 400 of the Super Lux, so they're pretty rarity, those ones. Yeah. They'll get snapped up sharpish, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
By now, our stocks last.
Yeah. But you guys, like, also, you know, you are the same guys who've done it. Like, how... What is it, do you think, you know, because there's not many bands who actually have this longevity of three decades with all the same band members. What do you think is, and there might not be an answer for this, but, like, what goes into that, do you think?
I honestly, I don't know. I know that me and Richard are really close, and we have the creative arguments between me and Richard. Generally, we're sort of opposite sides of most arguments. And the rest of the band sort of mediate a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
But there is a real chemistry with the five of us that I think we've just all come to really respect. You know, when any one of us is missing, like, you know, when Steve's not there, the result is never as good as when he is there, you know. And I think we just really respect that chemistry, you know.
Yeah. And Richard, and, you know, from time to time, Richard gets to sing, right? Which is...
Yeah, Richard's got a wonderful voice.
He has got a wonderful
really
voice.
Really sort of powerful rock voice, which is really opposite to mine. It's great. He does some really good singing on the new album, on a track called Coming Home, which is, I think, one of the best songs on the album. So.
Yeah, I think, you know, and do you, is it the lawyer, where do you record? Are you still locally recording?
Yeah, we do it in my brother's studio. Richard produces our albums now. He's done the last few, and it really works. I mean, I've loved, you know, the people that we've worked with in the past, you know, particularly, I guess, Youth would be the main example. Yeah. But Richard is brilliant for what we need right now.
Yeah, amazing. And you've got a date, Sheffield, actually very shortly, on the Richard Ashcroft bill in Don Valley Bowl at the end of this month.
Yeah, really August, looking forward to that. It's a fantastic bill.
There's some good bands on there. I'll be checking you guys out again down there. I remember seeing you at Shine Weekend, I suppose, the not that long ago, back in March, I think, and the new album when you were playing the new album and stuff. But yeah, it comes. The new album comes across so amazing.
So you're
out of the book tour. Well, you've got a couple of months doing it, and then you're taking. You're having a bit of a break, and you're going to go back out. I think a few dates in kind of March, April, and May. I think the nearest to Sheffield. I was trying to work it out. I think it's Nottingham.
We're doing Ilkley. So I think that might be the nearest.
Might be a little bit nearer, but
yeah.
Berwick and Leeds. And then Nottingham's, I think, on the 9th, 9th of October. Danny, thanks so much for talking to me on the show today. It's brilliant that I'm really looking forward to getting the book and reading it. I hope we check you out on the spoken word tour as well. Will you do any music on there, or you were like, it will?
I'm not. I always want to do that just with the band.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they're two very different beasts, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm in a completely different headspace when I'm chatting than when I'm playing.
And I don't know if you were going to pull out an acoustic guitar or something.
No,
a couple of numbers, but
definitely not.
Brilliant. Right. Good luck with everything. Honestly,
thank you very much
to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. All right, thanks, Paddy.
Cheers. Thanks, Danny. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks to Danny from Embrace there. Really pleasure to talk to him about the 30 years of Embrace. I can't believe it. Three decades. Amazing. Okay, this is new from the Unvangs.
Me, myself, I, watching you. I've got to get you into my life. I've got to get you into my life. I've got to get you into my life.
That's called Psycho Funk. They are the Unbangs from Sheffield. You listen to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is the Back Room, home of brand new music. So let's go and see what's going on in the music world. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
So Jamie T has confirmed that he'll be playing a surprise secret set at Reading Festival 2026. The indie legend dropped a hint that he's planning an appearance at the festival on social media early this morning, showing a video asking organisers if they would consider adding to the lineup at the last minute. He said, please, I'll play anytime, any stage. All I need is 33 minutes and 10 seconds. That's it, short and sweet. The request for the specific 33 minute and 10 second slot is a nod to his new Nokia phone tribute single, 3310, which was released earlier this month as the first taste of his new album, Ghost, 100 Days of Mourning, which drops on October the 9th via Polydor Records. Mamaboo State, they've announced a hiatus, saying they want to take some time out to reset physically and mentally. Now, the move comes as the band took a temporary break in 2024, and we'll now see them as having a longer hiatus before deciding what comes next. They will still play their scheduled shows this summer, including a stop at Forwards Festival in Bristol on Saturday and London's Lido Festival on Bank Holiday on Monday. This is a guy from Scotland. He's a great singer-songwriter. This is Cammy Barnes. It's called Something More.
Do you ever feel homesick in your own skin? Ever feel nostalgic for a life you haven't lived? Do you ever feel the ache of it? Ever wonder what's the point of it? Is there a reason why you're breathing? Maybe you're more than flesh and bone. Maybe you're made for something more. Maybe the stories you've been told just aren't big enough, big enough. Maybe the dreams that you've ignored are a call from outer shores. Maybe this world is not your home. Maybe you're made for something more. Feel like your soul is caged in, like the flame inside you star for oxygen. I just wanna light the fire again. Could you ever feel alive again? Is there a reason why you're breathing? Maybe you're more. Maybe you're made for something more. Maybe the stories you've been told just aren't big enough. Maybe you're more than flesh and bone. Maybe you're made for something more. Maybe the stories you've been told just aren't big enough, big enough. Maybe the dreams you've ignored are a call for outer shows. Maybe this world is not your home. Maybe you're made, maybe you're made for something more.
That's Cammy Barnes. Okay, let's talk about this band. They are called Broken Colours. They are from High Wycombe, a four-piece indie outfit, taking cues from the likes of Jamiroquai, Arctic Monkeys. They burst onto the scene in 2016 with their acclaimed self-titled EP. They've been touring the UK, they've put Denmark, France, Italy, across the Atlantic and America. They've shared the stage with the Blockheads, Jake Bug, Zootons and the Subways. This is new from them. It's called Now or Never.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk. New music on The Back Room. Future Sounds.
Pouring a glass of stale champagne. I know it's bad, but I drink it anyway. Reminiscing on what we could have done. It's our time, it's here, it's now or never, now or never. Hold your hand and reach the sky and take it, take it. The time's now, you may as well embrace it, embrace it. Some have more and they're not even grateful.
Grateful.
Feels like I have drawn a short straw. The grass is always greener, but we all want more. Hold your hand and reach the sky and take it, take it. The time's now, you may as well embrace it, embrace it. It's now. Times are changing. Hold your head up high and reach the sky and take it. Hold your hand and reach the sky and take it, take it. The time is now, you may as well embrace it, embrace it.
Great track there called Broken Colours. That is Now or Never. Let's do some gigs for you.
National gig guide.
So it's all Rock and Roll Circus this weekend in Sheffield tonight. The Kooks, Milburn, Miles Kane, the Claws are down there. Tomorrow you've got Streets, Baby Shambles. And then on Saturday you've got Wonderhorse, Baxter Jury, Fat Dog, English Teacher. And then on Sunday, Embrace, Richard Ashcroft, the Fratellis, Cast, and the Everly Pregnant Brothers. Bullet Tooth are at the Steel Yard. And then on Monday, Concrete Vehicles at Hallam Hotel. Tuesday, Patron Saint at Sin and Matilda. And some tours that have been announced now. The Cheap Thrills, they've announced a tour. They're going to be going out on the 8th of October. Newcastle Think Tank on the 8th. Manchester Club Academy on the 9th. Camden Barfly in London on the 16th. Birkenhead on Future Yard on the 12th. Of December. London sold out, but you never know, you can always get a ticket. And Birkenhead's go on sale to a Wednesday at 10. Tame Impala, they're doing big tour with Wet Lay, actually. 28th of May kicks off at Manchester Co-op Live, and they're on the 28th and the 29th of May, and then going to London O2 Arena 1st, 2nd, 3rd of June. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9. Royal Blood, they are going out to all 24th of November, Bristol Prospect Building, and then on to Newcastle, Manchester upon the 27th of November, Wolverhampton, London Olympia on the 3rd of December, Brighton Centre on the 4th of December, and those tickets go on sale now. Okay, this band, these bands are going out on tour. Need to tell you about this. It's the Wheels in Motion Tour. It's going to be visiting City Matilda on the 3rd of September. Great bands. The Zookies, the Jacks, Pistol Daisies. So go down, check them all out. The Jacks had a great record called Make Repetition release September last year. Yeah, and the both they've got new music coming out this year. So let's do a bit of the Zookies. Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. That is the Zookies and Animo. Thanks to Danny from Embrace. Great chatting to him. Some new albums that are out tomorrow. I Must Be Dreaming by Alabama Shakes. Billy Strings, So Much for Goodbyes. Dinosaur Jr., their near new album from them. Also new album from Guest List, Something Real. And a new one from Interpol, This Mirror Weighs a Ton. I'll be back next week. I'll be talking to the legend. That is Evan Dando from the Lemonheads. Looking forward to that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to some always brand new music here every Thursday, 6 till 7 on the Back Room. I'm going to play out with this guy. He's called Philip Clements. This is Weightless. Have a good evening.